You come.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. That these ancient words spoken down through the ages from the beginning of time that have the power to reverse the course of sin and death, have the power to resurrect us in the aspect of our being, to bring life, to bring liberty, to bring healing, to bring the substance of reality of the life that you are calling us to in the Spirit. Father, let my heart be open. Let my mind be open. Let my emotions be open to the administration of that word. For the Spirit of God would want to move within my being to resurrect and to establish the authority of God. Amen. To bring forth the reality of the kingdom. Not in my own outside environment as much as in my inside environment. That out of that place you might rule and that you might reign. We thank you for those words this morning. We ask for that anointing. We ask for that living life and that living bread in Jesus' name. Amen. Can you say amen? Praise God. You know, every now and then a song comes along. Doesn't really make any much difference where it comes from. But God has anointed somebody to write it and put the music to it. And it is pertinent. It is pertinent to the time we are living in. It is pertinent to the message that God is bringing us. Hallelujah. John 1, first chapter, first verse. Hallelujah. Talks about that beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning. Hallelujah. Was with God in the beginning. All things were made by Him, and and without Him was not anything made. Hallelujah. Those words are so much true now as even as they were when they were penned by John, and if not so, more so now in the reality of the culmination of the ages, when we are coming into a time frame of God anointing His church to rise up, not as individuals, but as a collective source of energy to possess the kingdom, that which was stolen from Adam by virtue of deception. Hallelujah. That which was wrested out of his control by the virtue of the naivety of what they had or what they knew at the time. God is now, even now, revealing and bringing to us the mysteries, not only of the kingdom and of the working of God, but He's bringing us the mystery of iniquity. He's showing us very, very, very definitely and without hesitation, He's showing us how and what it is that we need to be fighting. Hallelujah. It shows us what it is that we are to be concentrating on. And it's not in the aspect of who and what somebody else is doing or saying. It is in the position of relationship with Him individually, personally. Hallelujah. I'm going to sound like a broken record. I'm sorry. But that there is nothing more greater or more valid or more effective in my Christian rock than my relationship with a living God. Amen. Hallelujah. A God that walks and talks with me continually. So that if I find myself in a dilemma and I find myself in trouble, I do not panic. I do not begin to become confused or disorientated. But I have the sense of His presence. Can you imagine what would have happened to Jesus Christ when they desired to throw Him off of the precipices of the hill? Hallelujah. Because of something that He was saying that they did not agree with. Hallelujah. It was the church that wanted to stone Him. It was the religious order of that day that wanted to retribute the truth and the reality of God that was being manifested in a human being. You know, that was their problem. They did not think that God would manifest himself in such a magnitude and such a way as it was being manifested in Jesus Christ. They were looking for something more spiritual. They were looking for something more glorious. They were looking for something that would fit into their mind frame as to what doctrine and church should be. Praise God. And you have to understand that they are an illustration. They are a type. They are a shadow. The Bible, if nothing else, is repetitive. Did you hear me? The Bible, if nothing else, is repetitive. I need a Kleenex or something. Oh, wait a minute. I found it. Hallelujah. It's repetitive. The only thing about the repetitiveness of the Bible is it goes from one level of fullness to another level of fullness to another level of fullness and another level of fullness. It is verified in the Scripture. There was a fullness of times when Jesus Christ came in the actual aspect of his being born of Mary. Hallelujah. And so now, even in the fullness of time, there is now another demonstration, another move of God to elevate and to bring the church to a higher realm of understanding. Praise the Lord. You know, I think it's in 2 Thessalonians, you can correct me, maybe it's 1 Thessalonians, hallelujah, where it talks about the apostasy, the great falling away. Hallelujah. And it says it says something of the nature he that letteth, what?
Will let.
Until what? Huh? You don't know your Bibles. Huh? Are you afraid to answer me because you think I'm asking you a trick question? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, he that will let until that man of sin will be revealed. Well, you think we're talking about the Antichrist? Is that what you think we're talking about? Hallelujah. It's not talking about that at all. The Antichrist has to have a platform on which to stand. The Antichrist has to have a body in which the head of that being is attached. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Hallelujah. Brethren, there are spirits. There are spirits. There are hell angelic angels that we have to contend with. And the prince of that darkness, the prince of that realm of hell, is an entity that we call the devil. Yes, a Satan. Hallelujah. But Satan isn't our problem. The Satan is not our problem. Our problem is the darkness that is inside each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And spirits come and they manipulate situations and they manipulate personalities. And we do not see the spirits. We see the situation. We see the personalities. We do not contend with, what does it say? We do not contend with what? Flesh and blood. Hello? We do not contend with flesh and blood, but we spend all of our time fighting flesh and blood. We get offended. We get upset. We get moved in some manner or fashion. Hallelujah. And we begin to think bad things about people. We do. Hallelujah. And sometimes we begin to blame people for things that are happening. We're looking at the wrong thing. It's a smokescreen.
Yes.
It's a smokescreen. Because the devil does not want you or me to know the reality of what it is and where it is. He gets his strength. He gets his power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has to manipulate me to get angry in order for my anger to accomplish what it is that he wants done. He has to manipulate my position of depression in order to facilitate what it is in the environment that he wants done. Without my depression, without my darkness, there is no power that he has. He cannot bring a depressive mood into the realm in which I'm existing unless I am the vehicle that carries it.
Amen.
And it's the same with anger. Or let us put it this way. How about jealousy and envy?
All right.
Hallelujah. Do you know that was the sin of? Do you know that was the sin of Hillel? He desired something that was not his by rightful creation to have. He wanted something that was above and beyond him. Hello? Hallelujah. That's why we go out and somebody buys a car and we say some bad things about it. They have a big refrigerator in their house and we are envious of the fact that they have it and we don't. Hello? Do you think that there is a spiritual jealousy that is working in the church?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, Satan is not able to create anything other than what Satan is. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't create something other than what you are. Hallelujah. If you don't believe it, look at your kids. From the time they are born, you begin to shape their personalities. From the time they are born, you begin to plan and to lay out strategies as to their education and as to where they are going to be and what they should be and who they are going to marry. Hello? And the whole time they are looking at you, they are copying you. Hello? Hallelujah. And you know, they act like you. I don't know where I was. I was observing something and the child is doing everything that the mother and the father. I see the father. I see the mother. I see the father. I see the mother. I see the father. I see the mother. Amen. Hallelujah. What an awesome responsibility that we have. But we are not even so much cognizantly aware of the fact of what it is that is happening in our own personal environment. Hallelujah. You know, I really don't want my children to be like me. I made that decision a long time ago. Hallelujah. I made my decision a long time ago. And you know what? I don't want my grandchildren to be like my children or like me. I want them to have a higher expectation. I want them to have a higher ability to recognize and to desire something other than what it is in their own personal overshadowing environment. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, I have often confessed the fact to my children that I made a mistake in my bringing them up. I made them responsible people. You understand? Job, taking care of family, doing the things that are necessary to live. I made them responsible in that respect. They are good, hard workers. Hallelujah. And they are responsible children. But where I let my children down is I did not emphasize the spiritual reality in which they existed. Yes. The spiritual realm that was around them. Hallelujah. Maybe it's because I didn't have the knowledge that I have now, but I'm not making the same mistake with my grandchildren. Did you hear me? And I'm not making that same mistake with me. Do you? It starts here with me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. I have to determine. I have to know the reality. Brother George had a dream. And the context of the dream was that there was a dilemma. There was a crisis. And the Lord spoke to him and says, "Teach my people how to discern." Hallelujah. The reason why we make so many mistakes is we don't discern the environment. We don't discern the activity of the spiritual environment that we are in or the reality of it. We do not believe in the reality of that spiritual thing. Oh, I know. This guy is really possessed with this knowledge of spirits and he sees spirits everywhere. Well, quite frankly, yes, I do. Sorry. Hallelujah. It's more of a reality to me than you sitting there. Hello? We were at a meeting. We were discussing it earlier this morning when people were coming into the meeting and the Spirit of God was there and it was flowing. And the strength of the Word of God was coming. And the power of God was so great that no spirit could stand in the midst of that place. But you know where they were? Outside the door, lined up. Lined up on both sides of the walkway. And as the people were walking out, the Spirit would come and attach themselves to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm very much aware of the reality of the spiritual warfare that we are in. I was in Sierra Leone one time, and the intensity of that experience was so great that I thought I was losing my mind. I thought I was losing context. God was taking me up and putting me in the Spirit, putting me in situations and circumstances. I was having dreams coming out my ears. Hallelujah. And the spiritual activity was so intense. I got up one morning and I said to God, God, I'm losing my touch. I'm losing the position of the sense of reality. You have to do something to demonstrate the reality of what I am experiencing. At that very moment, somebody knocked on my door. Hallelujah. And the ladies in whose home the husband and wife of the home that we were staying in, she was knocking on my door, and she, as I opened the door, she gave me the phone. Now I'm in Sierra Leone. Who's going to call me in Sierra Leone? Huh? And who's going to know that I'm there? Well, there was a sister who was somewhere else in another country in Africa. And she had just had a dream. Hello? Some of you have problems with dreams, right? Yeah, dreams, dreamer dreamers. You have problems with it, huh? Well, I want you to consider the validity of dreams. If it wasn't for a dream, Jesus Christ would have not been born. Right. Or when he was born, he would have been destroyed. If it wasn't for a dream, Joseph and Mary would have not taken him and fled to Egypt. Hallelujah. And then he had another dream when to come out of Egypt. Come on, brethren. Are we any different? Are we in a different place than what they are? Is there a different God working with them than they're working with us? Hallelujah. And that wasn't even enough. As he was coming out of Egypt, he had a visitation that said, don't go. It must have been a vision or something. Or do you believe that there was this big winged angel that met him? Huh? Hallelujah. Oh, that would be great. Hallelujah. If I see a winged angel, I'm going to rebuke it. Hallelujah. I'm going to rebuke it. Hallelujah. It told him, don't go here, go over here. Huh? All in dreams. Hallelujah. And the other night I was sharing about Ananias, who was the minister, the prophet that ministered to Paul. Huh? He had a visitation in the night season. It must have been some kind of dream. Must have been some kind of out of intellect experience. Hello, and he was just foolish enough to talk to it. And you know what? It talked back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we need to cultivate this position, this place, this environment, this reality. One of the indictments against the church at the end day and Jesus Christ appears is that you do not know me. Don't know me. Hallelujah. And knowing him is not what I would just give him on a normal basis. Knowing him is getting into it, getting down into it, continually on the way of thinking about him, the word, and all of the things that are coming. And I am so far below that. Hallelujah. I am so far below that, but my desire is to get above it. Amen. Hallelujah. I make mistakes. I blunder. I fall. I stub my toe. I do this. I do that. But my desire is to get above it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I'm not going to get above it if I think it's your fault. That's right. If I think the situation or the circumstances is your fault, I'm not going to get above it. Hallelujah. My responsibility is to examine myself. And I don't mean that's just when you date down and break the bread. We're breaking bread. Did you know that? Amen. We're breaking living bread and we're drinking living wine. We are in communion with each other, whether you think so or not. We are in communion with each other. And we're not only in communion with each other, we are in communion with God. Is that not the reality of it? Tell me if I'm wrong. Tell me if I'm wrong. The reality of what it is that we are ministering, we want to drink the wine and break the bread, and there's nothing going to happen. You know that I know of a situation where somebody partook of it and they dropped dead. Come on. You think I'm telling you a story how to tell? Hello? I'm telling you the actual reality of the truth of what I know. And it wasn't a week later. It was almost instantaneous. Hallelujah. So we're dealing with spirits, we're dealing with principalities, and we have a devil who knows how to manipulate our darkness. Hallelujah. So your darkness, my darkness, is the thing that I have to concentrate on. And you know something? Brother Jim comes and he does something that aggravates me. Huh? He comes and he aggravates me. Is it his problem or my problem? Well, it's my problem. I'm aggravated. It's my problem. It's not well, he may have a problem, but it's what if my aggravation isn't his problem. It's my problem. And what happened? Devil just came to me and he pushed the button. Pushed the button and my darkness responded. My darkness responded. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. We have to understand we are not living in a world that is separated or divorced from the reality of spirits that have rule and reign from the time of Adam's fall. Amen. We are dealing with such spirits that have never yet been contended with the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We've been some places. Central Africa is one of them that we went one time. Those spirits were totally upset and surprised. Because, you know, they had never had anybody confront them. Sierra Leone's another one. Hallelujah. Never had they been confronted with with any people, with any person, with any collective group of individuals who were able to challenge their position of authority. Huh? What would you do, brethren, if somebody comes to you with a testimony that they were attacked in their dreams by a dog and they pull up their shirt and they got bites on them? You think they fabricated? You think they were lying about it to get sympathy? What do you think? Huh? What do you think? It's true. What would you do? Hallelujah. What would you do if somebody comes to you with a dream and they're Muslim and they've converted? And in the dream, somebody comes to him and tells them, if you don't stop what you're doing, I'm going to kill you. And he cuts them. And they wake up with a cut on them. What are you going to do? There's a reality here.
Yes.
There's a reality here. We have become so sophisticated and so organized in our thinking of humanity and so civilized in our position of worshiping God that we think it's a figment of our imagination.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're out there dealing with a devil that wants to kill you.
Yeah.
And not only does he want to kill you, he wants to use you to kill somebody else.
Amen. That's right.
And if you think your words do not kill, you're mistaken.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I was in an African country one time, and I had to get up. I got up about 3:30 in the morning, and I went out to the little kitchen that was ours to have. And I'm standing there at the table, and all of a sudden, I have this sharp, sharp pain, like somebody stabbing me in the back. And, you know, God was there. God intervened. God, I would have went down on the floor. It was so sharp, so acute, so very, very agonizing, painful. And as I went down and I hand hit the table, which stopped me, God said, backbiting spirit. What am I going to do? Blame the person? Hallelujah. I'm going to begin to come against that backbite. You know what it means? Somebody's talking evil. Somebody's talking evil. Somebody's talking evil. And the devil is listening. He grabs it and he runs with it. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus brought it up a step higher, you know. He says, he that hateth his brother, what? You're a murderer. Has that law changed for us because we're blood-bought and filled with the Holy Spirit? Oh, you can say, I don't hate my brother, but do you talk bad about them? Do you agree? or when somebody else is talking bad about them, do you not say anything? Well, I think they have a law concerning that, don't they? Huh? If you're involved in a group of people who are committing a crime, huh? And you do not participate in the crime, but you do not alert the authorities, or you submit and allow that crime to be happened. What did they call that? An accessory after the fact. We have a law in the natural. How much more in the spirit? How much more? Hallelujah. There was somebody that called me up. One time I was in Kenya, and there was a red alert for them because they were in a situation and the devil was moving to bring some life-destroying destruction into their lives. Hallelujah. I went to God. Well, we were really going from Ethiopia to Kenya. Hallelujah. They called us in Kenya, and I was in prayer. And you know something? The minute I got down into prayer, my wife got smoten. She got smitten. Huh? Pain in her back. Hello? Pain in her back. And we had 3 hours, 4 hours, hour, 2 hours. I don't know. We had to get on a plane, go into the airport, get on a plane. And she can barely walk. Huh? Hallelujah. And then sit in a plane and fly to Kenya. Can you imagine? And then you have all the hassle and the rigmarole going through all of the hoops that you have to jump through to get into the country. Hello? Hallelujah. You don't think it, you think it was natural? You think it was physical? No, sir. It was spiritual. And I'm praying, I'm seeking God for not only this situation, but this other situation. This situation was a distraction. You hear me? It was a distraction. God, the devil wanted me to get my mind. Not that I forgot about her, of course. I was praying for her and helping her and doing everything I could. Huh? Hallelujah, I don't want you to think. But it was a distraction. God wanted to get, the devil wanted to get my mind off of this other situation and on her situation. Hello? And we begin to press God, and we begin to intercede, and we begin to pray. Hallelujah. And God showed us. And you know what? She got delivered when God spoke to us. Amen. That very morning. Amen. She got delivered. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God showed us. It was a Christian demonic operation. It means that the Christians were operating with the devil to work their mischief, to kill something of human being life. And we came against it with the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I called my brother George. Praise God. Hallelujah. And told him what the Lord had said. And we begin to pray. And you want to know, God delivered those people out of that situation. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't think the devil's after your children, your grandchildren. You're mistaken. Amen. Hallelujah. Why am I going to facilitate the devil in his handling of them? Not if I can help it. Hallelujah. I had a dream. My goodness. I had a dream one night, and in the dream, there was this woman, and there was this man, hallelujah, and the man attacked the woman, and he brutalized her, you understand. He brutalized her, hallelujah, and I'm thinking there, and all of a sudden, the Lord tells me, call so-and-so in a different country. I'm laying in my bed at home, right? Hello? He says, call so-and-so. So I call so-and-so. And I find out the situation. She is going into labor, and she's going to have to go into this hospital. And if she had gone to that hospital when she went there, she would have died. Oh, and the baby. God intervened. Hallelujah. Spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Spiritual warfare. We are to contend with spirits. Not only of this, not these menial demons and devils down here. Wickedness in high places.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Back in August when the Ben Hasley thing became evident, I went to God and I said, God, you have to reveal, you have to show, you have to bring to the surface all of this hidden iniquity. Did you hear me? That's what I said. I grew up in this country. I love it. I love what it did for me. I love what it gave me. I love the ease in which we have the ability to have the freedom that we now have, which is getting less and less and less and less. What are you doing about it? Oh, the devil's got you all tied up in all kinds of things. You're focusing on other things. Things down here, not focusing on the major issues. Hallelujah. What did God do? He brought all of these, bringing it out all on the table. Exposing the whole thing. Hallelujah. And there's more to come. Do you hear me? Let me go down on record and saying there's more to come. And the mentality of the people, they're not willing to recognize the facts. They're not willing to recognize the truth. Hallelujah. They're eradicating all awareness of God. They're taking God out of everything. Huh? What happened to Rome? When they became so lasciviousness in their thinking and they became so absolutely enthralled with their own well-being and self-preservation, they demised as a civilization. They died. We are on the verge of dying if we're not already dead. Hallelujah. Come on, I want to tell you how serious I think it is. Hallelujah. I want to tell you how serious I think it is. My goodness, in August when I went to the Lord concerning this Ben Hazia thing, God said, it is the knelling of a bell. Oh, you probably heard that before and you're probably tired of hearing it, but it's the knelling of a bell that tolls the death of the nation. Did you hear me? It's not dying, it's dead. Oh yes, it's dead. Hallelujah. It's dead, do you hear me? Dead, 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 dead. What am I supposed to do? I am supposed to get myself into God. I mean to encourage you to get yourself into God. Don't be distracted. Don't be diverted. Don't be taken unawares. Hello. Hallelujah. Brethren, we are living in perilous times. I can't even tell you how perilous those times are. You're going to wake up in one morning and you're going to find yourself in a state of martial law. You don't believe me, do you? Don't believe me. No, you don't. Don't tell me you do. Go out and show me you do. You don't believe me. You don't believe me. You know what they're trying to do? They're trying to promote and to agitate civil unrest. They're pushing you monetarily. They're pushing you financially. They're pushing you and in the political arena. They're pushing you, pushing you, pushing you, pushing you until you come to a place where you say, I will not be pushed anymore. Huh? Have any of you noticed they've fired a dozen or more of their high-ranking army officers, or their officers, military officers? Have you noticed that? Oh, yes, they give you the scandals. They give you all of the dirty laundry. Huh? Of course, they have to have something to show you in order to justify what they're doing. So you just keep sleeping. Oh, we're looking after your well-being. We're looking after your interests, and we're rooting out corruption in the midst of the military. A military, by the way, that is now divorcing itself from God.
That's right.
Why? Why do you think they're divorcing themselves from God? Huh? Why? So that if they get an order to go out and shoot you,
they will.
They will.
Amen.
Hello? Do you hear me? You divorce, you separate God out of it. You know, they will court-martial a chaplain for proselyting. A chaplain. They hire him to share his faith, and then they prosecute him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. What would happen to your children if they were in there and they begin to talk to one of their buddies about their experience in God? What do you think is going to happen to them? Huh? They're going to get court-martialed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That doesn't mean you don't need to be in the military if God puts you there. Huh? It may be what God puts you there for in the beginning, that you can be a testimony to the power of God to redeem to the uttermost. I don't know. It's up to the individual to determine. But I'm telling you, we need to determine what it is God wants. Not what I want. Huh? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, my little granddaughter will come to me and want something of a sucker, and I can't give it to him. It's bad for your teeth. It's bad for your health. It's bad for your body. Hello? I can't do it with a clean conscience. You understand? Oh, I can do it, but I have to violate something in my mind. I have to push something aside in my mind. Hallelujah. And boy, and I haven't overcome in that area myself. Can't do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My goodness. You know, one of the problems with the prophet in, and this is not just a prophetic problem. With Elijah, he became fat. In satisfied. Fat and satisfied. You know what prosperity brings you? Fatness and satisfaction.
You mean Eli?
Eli. Did I miss what I say?
Elijah.
Huh? Elijah. Oh no. Not Elijah. Boy, I wish we could all be like Elijah.
Huh?
At least that chariot, he didn't burn it down too much. Hallelujah. Eli, he is a symbolic figure of the church. He is a representation of the word of God. Do you understand? It wasn't just that he was a prophet. He had been endowed by God with the ministry of the living reality of word. Hallelujah. We are to have that ministry. Did you know that? Hallelujah. If we are to be Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ was the epitome of all fivefold of the ministry.
Jesus.
He was apostle. He was prophet. He was teacher. He was a shepherd.
Amen.
Huh? He was an evangelist. What happened to him? They crucified him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You still want to grow up? Hallelujah. You want the job? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you know what? The vacancy is open. Hallelujah. All you got to do is fill out the form. Sign your name to the document. Make a covenant. Make a covenant. Make a covenant with God. Not with your church, not with your husband, not with your wife, not with your children. Hallelujah. Not with an association, but make a covenant with God. If I am buried with Him in baptism, what? I am buried with Him in death. Hallelujah. And in death I shall walk until He resurrects me. And it's an incremental resurrection. You understand? While I'm down there in that dirt, things shoveled down on top of my face, and I'm feeling the claustrophobia of that coffin. Something inside of me is being activated. Seed must fall into the ground and do what? Die, 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 die. Continually, repetitively, always die. To what? Till he hears that trump.
Amen.
And this is the dead in Christ shall arise. Oh, but who wants to spend their whole time in the dirt? With the dirt being shoveled down on top of them and somebody coming around and packing it down. Huh? Don't even have the decency to bring you flowers. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Esau hated his brother. You know that? It took Esau a long, long time to come to a position of where he could reconcile his position with his brother Jacob. Huh? Oh my goodness. But reconciled they did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Scripture. Oh boy, I don't know if I should start this. Hallelujah. Let me suffice it to say that there is something of a requirement that God is putting on me individually. We are in the last communion. It's not an overnight thing. It's a continual thing. But we are in the midst of the last communion. We are in the midst of the last supper. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. What happened in the last supper? What happened in that last supper? Huh? Hallelujah. Well, there was a Judas spirit. You think it died with Judas when he hung himself? Hallelujah. Judas was an example, a physical living example of the spiritual reality of what is in the devil's mind. It's not a matter of us battling the devil. It is a matter of the devil trying to usurp the position of God and to vindicate and to ratify his ability to live. Huh? Did you hear me? And he's willing to destroy every one of us in order to do it. Hallelujah. It's just not about a matter of ruling or reigning or exalting himself. The devil does not want to come to his finish. That's right. Do you hear me? Hallelujah. And the devil has been working on mankind. You know, you and I were not created to be creatures of darkness. Did you know that?
That's right.
Huh? We were not created that way. We were created to be creatures of light.
Amen.
And so when darkness comes and darkness begins to work in it, it is manifested in all sorts of physical maladies. Cancers and Alzheimer's and all of the things that pertain to the physical realm. It's not you're getting old. Hello? It's a deterioration of your being and the programming of God that is life inside of you that is deteriorating and is not able to resist. Hallelujah. The effects of it. Hallelujah. You know, the devil tried it. He's using humanity as a laboratory. He wants one man in a position and in a place of so much darkness, he can come into that man and not destroy the man.
Yes, that's true.
Hmm. Huh? What happened to Judas?
Amen.
Satan entered into him.
Amen.
What happened to him? He went out and hung himself. Yeah. What happened to Hitler? He blew his brains out at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Hello? Do you think those were just evil human beings? Or do you think there was something of an experiment that was going on? That the devil was working to change the nature of the individual? Hallelujah. To promote darkness. It says gross darkness shall be upon his people. And you know what else he has promised? Those that were in his rebellion with him, that they would have the same ability and the same opportunity. Hallelujah. So he doesn't need just one man. He needs a contingent of men. Hallelujah. Huh? Boy. Hallelujah. This is my enemy. This is where I have to concentrate my efforts. This is where I have to concentrate my energy. I'm not going to be diverted. I'm not going to be diverted. Oh, I might get offended. I might get angry. I might get frustrated. I might get depressed and all of those things. But I am not going to remain in that position. I will not remain in those positions. Hallelujah. I am not going to think evil about my brother. Do you hear me? It doesn't mean I'm not going to recognize the plight and the condition in which they are in and go to God and pray.
Amen.
Pray for redemption.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Pray for redemption. Not only for them, but for me.
Amen.
Oh my God. Spiritual warfare. Huh? We are in a battle. And have you watched one of these movies where they're really in a heavy firefight? The bullets are flying and things are happening and pressures and men are dying and all those things are happening. Have you watched those in a movie sometime? Huh? Hallelujah. When I was a kid, there was a movie called To Hell and Back. Hallelujah. I remember it to this day. It was fight, blood and guts and just bullets flying everywhere and people dying and getting wounded and all kinds of mayhem that is happening. That's the kind of fight we are in.
That's right.
Hallelujah. That's the kind of fight that we are in. Hallelujah. We're not in a little bitty a conflict. Devil wants to kill you. You are a solid gold investment of God, and that the devil wants to rob that gold from you.
Amen.
You have the power to stop the devil.
Hallelujah.
You have the power to stop him.
Amen.
You have the power to destroy him.
Amen.
You have the power.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Devil don't want you to know you've got the power.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I want to tell you something about this Word of God. We were in Port Harcourt in the youth conference in August. And the Spirit of God came down in that meeting. No preaching. Just singing. That's where that song we were singing. That's where I learned it. Hinds feet. Huh? That's where we learned it. The Spirit of God came down in it. And you know, it was so miraculous. At the end of the meeting, at the end of that night, everybody was down on their face on the floor.
Hallelujah.
Dirty floor. Hallelujah. And you know what else? Healing. Healing. Deliverance.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Resurrection. New lives. Hallelujah. Children with all of their paraphernalia, their pornography, coming up to the elders and saying, please, get this stuff off of my computer. Get it off the mic. You would be surprised what these children were watching. I'm talking about children that clap and sing and dance and do all of the things in church that you're supposed to do. Hello.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When they walked out of there, they had a clean slate.
Hallelujah.
It's the power of the Word of God.
That's right.
It's the power of the Word of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, we sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it, sing it. Nothing happens. Is it the fault of the song, or is it the fault of the darkness that is inside of me that is resisting?
Yes, amen.
Huh? Come on. It's the Word of God that brings deliverance.
Amen.
It says, I sent my Word and it healeth thee. Hallelujah. It doesn't only heal you, it delivers you. Delivers me. That's the Word I want. That's the place I want to be. I'll tell you what the Word did for me. over many, many years ago, almost 50 years now. It birthed something in me indelible. Devil has tried to chisel it. He has tried to blast it. He's tried to explode it. He's tried to do something on it, and he has not been able to budge it. It's the thing that brings me back and back and back and back and back and back. Hallelujah. 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 I don't care. Boy, I better be careful. Hallelujah. I'm going to get into a lot of trouble. And I don't mean with you. I just mean with the devil. Oh, yeah, that's easy for you to say. It's not your body he's going to be hitting. Not your circumstance he's going to be going after. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad you said that. Praise God. I'm glad to hear that. We all are witnesses.
Amen.
So I want to hear a big amen.
Amen.
Let it be. So be it. You're online. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. It's the word. It's the word. It's the word. Faith cometh by hearing. And what? Hearing by the word of God. Man gets pushed off of a cliff. He tears all of the tendons in his legs, and he is not supposed to be medically able to walk on that leg. What's he do? Begin to rebuke the devil? Gets the Bible out, hanging on the leg. How would you like that? Hanging on the edge of a cliff, holding on to a little bitty twig that probably goes kip, kip, kip. I don't know how, except for God's divine intervention. It's like the hyssop that springeth out of the wall.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he begins to read. And he didn't read for 5-10 minutes. Didn't read, and he's in pain. Come on, come on, come on. Have you ever pulled a tendon? Have you ever pulled something out of joint? Huh? It hurts. Doesn't it hurt? Hallelujah. He ripped the shreds. All of those things that in the leg. They were all wound up like bobby socks around his ankle. Built-in bobby socks. And he reads the Bible for hours and another hour, maybe another hour, until he feels fortified. And then he begins to inch his way up, and I think he stopped a couple of times. I don't remember. Hallelujah. But what happened? He got up on the edge, and he walked all the way back to the end. It's the power of the word. Do you hear me? The power of the written word. How much more power does the word have that we have because of the life and the intent of God in it? Because it is God.
Amen.
It's God.
Amen.
Totally, absolutely God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's the word. Hallelujah. It's the word. You have a word like nobody else ever has. And you have heard it so long and handled it so much that it's really lost its value. You know, there's nothing that can be put upon us by the devil that we do not want to accept.
That's right.
If we're not willing to accept it, and we understand the will of God in it, to resist it, God will give you, give me, give all of us the authority to overcome it.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. If I took too long, I'm sorry. Praise God.
I want it.
Amen.
I want it. Yes.
Amen.
I've been stirred by the word of God. I want it.
Amen.
Amen. Come on, let us respond. Here's a sister responding already.
Praise the Lord.